Welcome, TMC family, and thank you for joining us on this Taste and See That the Lord is Good Thursday morning. Would you please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, what joy you have brought in our lives. You do amazing things for us. Thank you for restoring our fortunes, Lord, as streams renew the desert. Thank you that we who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. Thank you that even those who weep as they go to plant their seed, they sing as they return with the harvest. We love you, Jesus. We thank you for the master's call and for our founders of the call, Dr. Super Fantastic P.K. Roberts and Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Thank you for continually blessing them and restoring them. We praise you for our Artist Life International family, business, the Diaz de Leon family, and every artist leader and business owner and client of artists. Thank you for refreshing them and covering them with your precious blood. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here to flood every listener and speaker on this call with what you have for each and every one of us uniquely. We thank you for rejuvenating the body of Christ with your word and your kingdom strategies. We love you and we praise your holy name for your kingdom and your power and your glory forever. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my TMC family, again, I am Rebecca Thomas, greeting you with Jesus' joy in abundance in Georgia. Heavenly hostess, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie, for feeding us and greeting us on this old Taste and See That the Lord is Good Thursday. And thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you. Well, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. This call was founded on October the 25th of 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Dr. Super Fantastic, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so we thank God for their yes, because when God gave them the mission, the mandate for this call, they said yes. And so we're able to dial in each and every single Monday through Friday so that our lives can be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." So we start this call off in prayer. We end this call in prayer. And if you just happen to be on the internet and you're going through the internet and you want to find a place to go to, well, why don't you type in www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. That is our website, and we invite you to go and look at all of the messages that have been archived on our website since the inception of this call. You'll see the bios for the speakers that are also pastors and ministers that are on the call, and just some information to keep you inspired through your day. You can also send any prayer requests, praise reports, testimonies, questions to us to If you would like to send any information to us, any prayer requests, praise reports, or testimonies, please send an email to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to your request. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005, And the access code is 294617. Pal, today is Testimony Thursday, so you do not want to miss the amazing and phenomenal testimonies from artists' life that will be given this day. So please, please, please make sure that you are there and invite someone else to join you there. All roads lead to Miami, Florida, October the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd for the Artist Life Conference 2016. So you want to make sure that you are in the house. Artist distributors, please check your back offices and make sure that you are registered for the conference. You have your room and you're ready to rock and roll because greater and newer things are in store for you in Artist Life. And if you don't have any clue what Artist Life is, then please get back with the person that invited you to this call and allow them to share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. Well, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, and I am super duper excited to bring on the speaker this morning. She is a part of the truly blessed Artist Life team. She is definitely making moves in the kingdom for God. She is a powerful prayer warrior. She's a mother. She is a grandmother. She is doing greater and new things in the kingdom. She is a, oh my gosh, just had Abraham Day out there in Brooklyn, New York. This is her second year, her and her husband Doug, that they've put on the Abraham Day, which both years have been very successful. And I am looking forward to hearing the newer things that she will be having going on in 2016. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line an adorable, a dear, and anointed one, none other than Minister Ada Levette Grace. Are you out there, Minister Ada?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you so much. I so love being a part of the truly blessed team. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale has been such a blessing in my life. You are a great teacher. You are a person who is faithful. You are always there when I have a need to in my life to have someone to stand in agreement with me in prayer. I so love and appreciate you. And to you, Minister Rebecca, thank you for that tag. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You know that I love you, that I appreciate you. And just on yesterday, I was looking at something that you sent me to really encourage my heart. And I want to thank you for that. And then I must give kudos out to my mentors, two great, dynamic, anointed, and appointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for your yes, as we get ready to come up upon 6 years of this wonderful interactive ministry that serves our artist family. So I want to give a shout out to our artist family. Well, I tell you, I have missed you. I've been very busy. There's been a shift in my work schedule at Amtrak, but a happy shift. It's just that there's been some things going on that I have been away from the master's call, but I do the playbacks, and I'm so appreciative and humble to be your servant with a message this morning. And I do have a word from the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but I, of course, watch a little TV. I try not to watch too much TV, but I've been seeing the different things going on as it relates to our upcoming election. And Doug and I was recently just voted in as our local committee people. So for our neighborhood. So we are we'll be serving our community in that capacity. We had a great community event. Thank you for praying for us with Abraham Day, where we are the hands and feet out in the neighborhood, sharing the love of God, having some good old-fashioned fun in the park. Well, the question on the floor this morning is, how do you deal with a fool? Let me say that one more time. The question on the floor today is, how do you deal with a fool? A fool is a person who does foolish things, who is just not very thoughtful and behaves in a way that is not good. And so if you have your Bibles or your tablets or whatever it is that you look to the word for, you can turn with me to Proverbs 17 and 24, 17 and 24. And I'll be reading from the New International Version, and this is how it reads. A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Whenever you see man in the Bible, it's speaking of mankind, so that means us two women. So let me read that one more time. A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I come once again, your servant, your humble servant, here to be your messenger today to these your people. I now step down and step back and allow your Holy Spirit to come forth and minister to these your people. I pray, Father God, that we would have the ears to hear and a heart to receive what you have for us today. Teach us to operate always from a discerning and a place of wisdom so that we can represent you well in this earth. We love you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, you know, I like to give you a scripture, and then as you prepare, go ahead and turn with me to 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter. 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter. And before I read, I just want you to know, and I want to share this disclaimer, I'm not trying to offend anyone. I just try to do what God lays on my heart. And so if you, as I read this story, recognize somebody in your family or on your job that falls in the category of a fool, I just know that I am doing what thus say the Lord and his Holy Spirit. So go with me as we read about this story here. So 1 Samuel, the 25th chapter. Now Samuel died, and all Israel assembled and mourned for him, and they buried him at the home of Ramah. Then David moved down into the desert of Maon. A certain man in Maon who had property there at Carmel was very wealthy. He had thousands, 1,000 goats and 3,000 sheep, which he was shearing in Carmel. His name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. She was an intelligent and beautiful woman, but her husband, a Calebite, was surly and mean in his dealings. When David was in the desert, he heard that Nabal was shearing sheep. So he sent 10 young men and said to them, "Go up to Nabal of at Carmel and greet him in my name. Say to him, 'Long life to you, good health to you and your household, and good health to all that is yours.'" Now I hear that it is sheep shearing time, and when the shepherds were with us, we did not mistreat them. And the whole time they were at Carmel, nothing of theirs was missing. Ask your own servants, and they will tell you. Therefore, be favorable toward my young men. And since we come at a festive time, please give your servant and your son David whatever you can find for them. And so what is happening here, picture the setting. Samuel, who was Hannah's baby, if you go back and read Samuel's story, you'll find that Hannah was the mother of Samuel, and she was barren, but she prayed for this man child. And so Samuel was used by God to be a messenger to the people of Israel. And so he has died, and there's a sense of mourning. And now we see the setting of that there's David and his men, and then Nabal and his wife Abigail. Let's continue. When David's men arrived, they gave Nabal this message in David's name, and then they waited. Nabal answered David's servants, "Who is this David? And who is this son of Jesse? Many servants are breaking away from their masters these days. Why should I take my bread and water and the meat I have slaughtered for my shears and give it to men coming from who knows where?" And let's continue. David's men turned around and went back. And when they had arrived, they reported every word. David said to his men, "Put on your swords." So they put on their swords, and David put on his, and about 400 men went up with David, while 200 stayed with the supplies. So what is happening here, there is a festive going on, and you really have to get into this story, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to finish today, but I'm going to do my best. But what is happening here is David and his men recognized that there was a festive time, and they were protecting the property of Nabal while they were celebrating and shearing of the sheep. And now, as a common courtesy, David is asking, telling his men to go to Nabal and say, "Look, give him, let him know long life and good health to you, and compliment the man. And then as a courtesy, I want him to be kind to you all, since we provided protection over their things and nothing was missing." Let's continue. One of the servants told Nabal's wife Abigail, "David sent messengers from the desert to give our masters his greeting, but he hurled insults at them. Yet these men were very good to us. They did not mistreat us, and the whole time we were out in the field near them, nothing was missing. Night and day, they were like a wall around us all the time we were herding our sheep near them. Now I think it is over, and see what you can do, because disaster is hanging over our master and his whole household. He is such a wicked man that no one can talk to them." That's the definition of a fool right there. Someone that you can't reason with, you can't talk about. So they're describing Nabal, and he's basically insulting and saying, "Who is David? Who is Jesse? Like, who is he? I'm not giving up anything. I'm not showing no common courtesy." And a servant went to Abigail to tell her what had just happened. Let's see what Abigail, how Abigail responds. Verse 18, Abigail lost no time. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 seahs of roasted grain, 100 cakes of raisin, and 200 cakes of pressed figs, loaded them on the donkey. And then she told her servants, "Go ahead, I will follow you." But she did not tell her husband, Nabal. As she came riding on the donkey into the mountain ravine, there were David and his men descending toward her, and she met them. David had just said, "It has been useless, all my watching over this fellow's property in the desert, so that nothing of his was missing, and he has paid me back evil for good. May God deal with David, be it ever so severely, if by morning I leave alive one male of his that belong to him." Oh, well, you know, if we were to paraphrase this today, I would like to submit to you that David was pissed. He was angry, and he decided he was going to open up a can of, I'm going to get you, brother. I'm going to get you. And he is preparing his men because he don't appreciate how he was disrespected. And this is where a little bit of his ego come in. Let's continue the story. And basically what he's saying, he want to go get this brother, and he's not going to leave none of them alive. He's angry. He is pissed. Verse 23. When Abigail saw David, she quickly got off her donkey and bowed down before David with her face to the ground, and she fell at his feet and said, my Lord, let the blame be on me alone. Please let your servant speak to you. Hear what your servant has to say. May my Lord pay no attention to that wicked man, Nabal. He is just like his name. His name means fool, and folly goes with him. But as for me, your servant, I did not see the men my master sent. Now, since the Lord has kept you, my master, from bloodshed and from avenging yourselves and with your own hands, as surely as the Lord lives and as you live, may your enemies, all who intend to harm you, my master, be like Nabal. And so this sister has recognized how foolish her husband has responded to the kindness of the man that would be called king. And she said, allow me to speak to you. And she takes action. I love how verse 23 says that she quickly get off of her donkey and bow down before David. That is a scene of humility. That is someone recognizing the man of God and the man of promise and saying, look, let me just take a little time and talk to you. Let me continue, and then I'm going to give you some takeaways. Please forgive your servant's offense, for the Lord will certainly make lasting dynasty for my master because he fights the Lord's battle. Let no wrongdoing be found in you as long as you live, even though someone is pursuing to take your life. The life of my master will be bound securely in the bundle of the living by the Lord your God, but the lives of your enemy he will hurl away as the pocket of a sling. When the Lord has done for my master every good thing he promised concerning him and has appointed him leader over Israel, my master will not have this on his conscience. So what Abigail is saying here is, look, David, you don't want to go and do this. You don't want to go and cause bloodshed because there is a promise on your life. And I stopped by the master's call this morning to tell you that there may be someone who has been irritating you and frustrating you, and they are a fool. What I want you to do is to operate from a place of wisdom. Don't open up a can of I'm gonna get you. Don't open up a can of revenge, but trust the Lord to take care of your enemies. Amen, somebody. I pray by God's grace I get to come back and share a little bit more. There is so much we can get from this, but these are the takeaways that I want you to be mindful of this story, and you can read the rest, but for the sake of time, I'm going to give you some takeaways. The first thing that I want you to do, everyone within the sound of my voice, is do not be a fool. That's the first thing is not to be a fool. Come and operate with wisdom in view. That was our scripture, Proverbs 17:24. Number two, be discerning. When you assess a situation that is going on, listen, I work with some foolish people at Amtrak. Yes, I do. I sure do. And probably wherever you work with some foolish folks. So many times I assess what's going on. I see two coworkers that are about to go at it, and I take it upon myself to say, hold up. Okay, let's just calm ourselves down. And so operate from a place of wisdom. Be discerning and go into action, just as we saw the sister Abigail did. Number three, speak life and declare the promises of God. You see, Sister Abigail was reminding David of that he would soon be king and that he didn't need to have the consciousness of slaughtering these people because of an insult. She said, let it be upon me. Okay? And so read Psalms 34 and 14 and Hebrews 12 and 14. Number four, and I want to remind, I know women can have it, but I have found that men really have some large egos. So remember to check your ego. Don't think more highly of yourself than you should. Read Romans 12 and 3. Number five, trust God to handle your enemies. What does the Bible tell us to do about the people that irritate us and frustrate us and get on our last nerve? The Bible tells us to pray for them, to pray for those that despitefully use you and irritate you. Read Matthew 5:44 and Luke 28. And lastly, I want you to decide from the beginning of your day, each day, how you are going to respond. You know the difference between reacting and responding. When you react to something, an offense perhaps or an insult, there is no thought. You just go into action. But when you respond to something, there is a thoughtfulness behind it. You may have to step back and count to 10 and take a few moments and take some deep breaths before you respond. And so at this time, I pray that this word will remind you of how do you deal with the fools in your life, because trust and believe, you're going to come across a fool. And from Sister Abigail's example, we see how you are to respond. Back to you, the lovely, the beautiful, the intelligent, the efficient, Minister Tiffany.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a powerful word. Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for blessing us this morning with that message. How do you deal with a fool? I'm going to be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for this day. But let us go to God in prayer. Majestic and mighty God, we bless your name. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that you woke us up to see a new day. And in this day, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so we thank you that all of our needs are met according to your riches and glory. We thank you, God, that we shall not want for anything because you are our shepherd. And so on this day, we thank you, God, for empowering, enriching, and enhancing our lives. And as we go out, we know that we will go out being fear first of all, that we are wonderfully and fearfully made, and that we will be great ministers in the marketplace no matter where we go. So we ask that your will be manifested here on earth as it is in heaven. I come lifting up every single person who has dialed into this, the Master's Call on this day. I ask that you will meet each and every single one of their needs. I also lift up Carolyn Crawford and and her family in the loss of their loved one, Larry, who was killed in a car accident. I pray that you would give them peace, that you would give them comfort, and that you would give them strength during this time, oh God. I pray for those who need healing, that you would be their healer. Those who need deliverance, be their deliverer. And those that need a financial breakthrough, that you would allow the breakthrough to come through. And I thank you for the word that you allow for Minister Ada to share with us this morning. I pray that you would fill her up until she overflows, that every single need that she stands in need of is met in the name of Jesus. Continue to protect her family. Continue to prepare them for the newer and greater things that are ahead of them. And so we thank you right now for each and every person on this line. And we ask that as we go out, that we will go out and be great because you are great. You are a great God. And so on this Taste and See Thursday, I thank you. I decree it. I declare in your name, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay, please dial 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677-POUND. Following this call, we're going to the new morning motivational call. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-pound. It is Testimony Thursday, so please listen to see how someone's testimony may change your life. Also, all roads lead to Miami, Florida, October the 21st through the 23rd. Please, artistpreneurs, check your back office for further information, or there's going to be more information on the MMC call. Again, thank you, Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie, for seating us and greeting us on this Taste and See That the Lord is Good Thursday. Minister Ada Levette Grace, thank you so much for that powerful word. How do you deal with the fool? And to each of you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Minister Ada, come and give us our benediction for this day.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I so love and appreciate the opportunity to serve with you. And thank you to the TMC family. Well, I don't know about you, but I know that when I choose to respond to a situation or a situation, I choose to do so from a place of wisdom. Father God, thank you for these, your people. I pray that you would be with us as we go and be that minister in the marketplace. Keep us and continue to let your face shine upon us. We love you. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. We hope to see you right back here on the Master's Call tomorrow. Have a great, great day, and some of you will be seeing you on the next call, the new morning motivational call. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.